Yes, indeed. Starting off the show this afternoon, it's our friend Charlotte Wilder from SB Nation. We picked that out just for you, Charlotte.
I couldn't hear what it was, Rick. What was it?
Oh, it's the Muppet Show theme.
I love that you know that I love the Muppets.
This is what we do here. This is how we roll.
You guys are amazing. Yes, I'm a huge Muppet proponent. The only hill that I want to die on is one where I can defend the Muppets.
Now, did I see you have an affinity especially for the Swedish Chef?
Oh, yeah. I love the Swedish Chef. I also think Dr. Teeth is pretty cool. And, you know, Gonzo, Kermit, Fozzie. I'm really here for all of them.
Well, there's no question the greatest and most underappreciated band of all time is Dr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem.
Oh, yeah, for sure. They're my favorite band. I've seen them like 10 times in concert.
Well, and you can stay up for their concerts better than apparently you can for those late night World Series games.
Oh, man, Rich, they're so incredible and they go so long. And then I fall asleep and I wake up and I hate myself.
I'm absolutely with you on that. I read your piece today and I said, yeah, that's me. Absolutely. I hear from people that it was quite an amazing game, but I was gone at 4-1.
Yeah, I fell asleep after the Cody Bellinger home run, I think, the three-run homer. And I was like, I knew that I was going to be mad at myself, but I was also like, I just can't do it. And I mean, for these next games, I'm gonna stay up because it all could end. But yeah, it's been incredible baseball, some really sloppy baseball and some really beautiful baseball.
But as you said, you kind of have to make a deal with yourself, and if you've got a dog in the hunt, if the Red Sox were in it, I'm sure I would feel differently about things. But you either have to go through life like a zombie, or be that one person who just nods uncomfortably when others are talking about what they saw.
Exactly. Yeah. No. If the Sox were in it, I would be up for sure for every moment. But. I love baseball. I think it makes you feel things more than any other sport, especially in the postseason. So I always want to watch incredible baseball. But, you know, I don't like staying up until 1:38 in the morning on a Monday morning. So, you know, you pick your level, I guess.
Do you care that it appears the baseballs have Super Balls inside them?
I don't know, man. That's all wild to me. Like, I don't know if I care. I can't decide if I care or not. Is that a take?
No, I'm with you. I'm all for it. I say wind those things as tight as you can if it means at any given moment some career banjo hitter might have a three home run game in the postseason.
Seriously, yeah. Like, let's juice the balls and just keep this raucous good time going.
No question about it. We're talking with Charlotte Wilder on Downtown. Wonderful piece that you did. Can you talk a little bit about the day you spent with the very interesting Chris Long?
Oh, yeah. Thank you. That was really cool. So for people who don't know, he's an NFL player for the Eagles. He was on the Patriots. For a year, when they won the Super Bowl last year, he was in St. Louis with the Rams for 8 years before that. And he's giving his entire season salary to programs benefiting educational equality, which is super admirable. I don't care how much money you have. It's still very impressive to put your body on the line the way he does every week for and give away the money you get paid to do that with. He was also just so much fun to hang out with. You know, I genuinely came away feeling like this is a good guy. And it's heartening, you know, it's inspiring when you meet someone who genuinely appears to want to do some good.
And a guy who also seems to enjoy life, even if it means blowing up stuff with old friends.
Yeah. He showed me these Instagram videos where he's like, blowing up a Darth Vader doll with his friends and filmed it with a drone, and it's very funny.
Now, speaking of football, Thursday night football, is it, I think we agree on this, is it the worst abomination in all of sport?
You know, it's funny because, yeah, I think I've made a name for myself as someone who has opinions about Thursday Night Football, mostly that it's terrible. But I have to tell you, I really do enjoy it. Like, I kind of like if I'm not doing anything on a Thursday, coming home, putting the game on, and two really great games have been on Thursday night. So I'm not totally sure that it's as I think the NFL is just kind of going through some weird stuff right now in terms of when the good games are, or, you know, like Texans Seahawks was a showdown. And then you have other games that are supposed to be good where you're like, what happened? I mean, I'm not totally sure what's going on with the league right now, and it's been a bit surprising, but the Thursday Night Football has definitely been some of the worst we've seen, for sure.
Now, I saw a piece, and I saw it quickly on Twitter earlier today, and then I something shiny distracted me, and I didn't get back to it. But did I hear correctly that the fans in Seattle cheered for the Texans players who took a knee yesterday?
Yeah, I saw that too. Yep, I think they did, which I find very heartening. And I think that it's a narrative, you know, people focus so much on the negative attention players who've been protesting social injustice have been getting when they do so during the national anthem. But there are a lot of people who are for it. And I think it's pretty cool that came through loud enough yesterday, literally.
And isn't it just a perfect little microcosm of the NFL, this meeting that they had to put out the fires, to try to reach some kind of accord, and then Bob McNair goes and puts his foot in his mouth and just makes it worse.
Oh, my God, yeah. When he said, what was the quote? It was, we can't have the inmates running the prison,
yeah.
Speaking about the players. I mean, come on. And his excuse was that it's a figure of speech or it came out wrong. And it's like, no, man, you don't get to have those come out wrong because you knew exactly what you were saying. And to say that in front of the players, I mean, that was some incredible reporting from Seth Wickersham and Don Van Natta, who are two guys I admire a lot in sports media. And they've just been all over the story and gotten really incredible access and I think shed a lot of light on what's going on behind closed doors, which is really important.
Well, and now in the midst of this, it seems like maybe McNair, certainly Jerry Jones and some others are trying to block any kind of a contract extension for Roger Goodell.
Yeah, because, you know, I think Goodell was their puppet or what they wanted to have, you know, some guy they could trot out as the face of all this and he would take the heat. And now that he appears to be trying to, you know, from that article that Seth and Don wrote, I got the sense that he's actually kind of trying to work with players and come to some semblance of an agreement. And, you know, guys like McNair and Jerry are suddenly like, wait a second, you're supposed to do our bidding. What are you're stepping out of line and trying to control the show still. So I'm not shocked at all that they're trying to get rid of him now or block something.
So I mentioned this on social media, but it makes my weekend if I flip on only a game on NPR on Saturday morning and you're on there. You were on again this last Saturday, and as always, it was great.
Oh, thank you, Rich. Yeah, my parents love that too. You know, of anything I've done in my career, which has not been terribly impressive, but my dad, he told me I made it when I got to talk to Bill Littlefield on NPR about sports. So anytime they have me back on and let me do more of that, I'm very honored.
Well, yeah, we felt like we had made it when we had Bill Littlefield on this show. So I sympathize with your parents. I get that completely.
Yeah, he's great. Only a Game sent me an Only a Game fidget spinner and a little mini frisbee. So
wow, now,
I don't know what more a girl could want.
No, I'm beyond jealous now. I'm also jealous that you're apparently ahead of me in viewing because I noticed on social media that you've already watched season 2 of Stranger Things.
No, I haven't.
Oh, you haven't? Okay.
I was going to start. I tweeted that I was going to start watching it, and then I got distracted by. I watched. I think I watched like 7 hours of football and like 4 hours of baseball yesterday, and sort of interspersed with some Mad Men because I'm rewatching it. And it was a very horizontal day over here at Charlotte's apartment. But man, I enjoyed myself.
That sounds like a perfect way. And with the weather we're having here, did you get this awful rain and wind where you are?
Oh my God, yes. I barely went outside yesterday because I was like, I don't want to be in this monsoon. Are you guys getting it now?
We've been getting it today. Half the state is without power. It's crazy.
No way. Yeah. Really? Oh no. What part of the state?
Well, everywhere, really. As a matter of fact, here, really? Here in Bangor, most of the city is without power for much of the day. We're the only radio station that was actually on the air, but you know, it's because Stephen King owns the station and he's got people.
There you go. Or it's a Halloween trick.
Yeah, I think it may be. That's a part of the plan right there. Charlotte, always a delight for us to get to talk with you. Thanks again for making time for us.
Oh, you too, Rich. Anytime. You guys are the best.
All right. Thanks, Charlotte. Charlotte Wilder, SB Nation. Get a chance. Check out her wonderful piece with Chris Long as well.